Okay, now that everybody's thoroughly wore out, I got you right where I want you. All right, as soon as you find your seats, if you just open your Bibles, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43, and when you find your place, if you would, please stand with me. I'm just going to read verses 1 and verse 2 out of Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible tells us, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And though the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Let's pray. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for the time of fellowship that you give us to be together with your people, with our family. Lord, we're grateful, Father, for each individual that's here today, and we ask for a special blessing on each life. Thank you, Father, for the Word of God and the strength that we can draw from it. And I pray this morning, Father, that you would open our understanding to your Word. Father, that you would speak to us individually and collectively as a family and as a church, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this service for your glory and honor, and we ask it in Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We're still talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, believe it or not. But I wanted to go to the book of Isaiah and start off with that because that's one of the passages that I wanted to go over with you. But, you know, one of the things that we need to understand is that when the Lord sends us through the furnace, through any kind of a fire, it's for a reason. And we're all going to go through them. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've been born again, you're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulations. You're going to go through furnaces of fire, whether it be physical, financial, mental, whatever it may be, spiritual. We're all going to go through some kind of a trial. And that's just a given. Jesus himself warned us of that. But one of the things we need to understand is that as we grow in our spiritual life and as we grow in our walk with the Lord, believe it or not, those furnaces get hotter. They really do. And they're going to get hotter and hotter for us, unfortunately. But you know what? That's not a bad thing. Because he made a promise he'd never leave us, he'd never forsake us. And no matter what furnace you're going through or you're going to go through, it's going to be hot. But somebody's already there waiting on you. If you notice, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were told to come out of the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar, only three came out. So what happened to the other one that was in there? He's still there. What's he waiting on? He's waiting on you to go through your furnace, whatever it may be. You're going to go through some fiery furnaces. And I know that's not much of an encouragement, but, you know, it kind of reminds me of Jeremiah, out of the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, when he came to God kind of whining around because people didn't receive him and his message. He was kind of turned down when he first started preaching the message that God gave him. And in chapter 12 and then verse 5, God says to Jeremiah, "If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they weary thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan?" And what God's basically saying to Jeremiah there, he's kind of saying, Jeremiah, if you think it's bad now, just stick with me. It's going to get worse. Because believe it or not, it's going to get worse before it gets better in this world. Because the Bible tells us clearly, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the days of the Son of Man. Before Jesus returns back and raptures his church out, folks, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. We think it's bad now. He also says, as it was in the days of Lot. And we know what went on in the days of Lot. The same thing that's happening right now in the America that we live in the world that we live in. It's a mess. And it's a mess because, believe it or not, because we're getting closer and closer and closer to the Lord's return. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we'll see it. Some of us will see it in our lifetime. I pray that we will. I hope he comes before the end of the service. To be quite honest about it, I'm ready to go. But you know, Jesus said clearly that it's going to get worse and worse. And if you're going to live for Jesus, you will be persecuted. Luke 6:26, Jesus says clearly, "Woe unto you when men shall speak well of you, for so did they, the fathers, and the false prophets. So when people are saying good things about you, you're doing something wrong as a Christian, believe it or not. Especially the world. If the world starts lifting us up as Christians because we hate their sin, there's something wrong with the world. Or they've been saved, you know. And that's what we want to do. We want to see them get saved. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego here, they back in the book of Daniel, they faced some fiery trials, but they were preserved their testimony through all those trials. And that, see, that's that sometimes what God allows us to go through certain trials in our life, so it'll make us stronger. But we got to keep that testimony. We got to hold on to our testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 6 to 11, it tells us, for though I, and this is Paul speaking, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be. When we get through that fiery trial, folks, don't try to take the glory for yourself. Give the glory to God. That's what Paul was saying here. He's saying, although I've been through difficult times and I was able to make it through those, I made it because of the grace of God. But in order for God to keep Paul humble, what did he do? He put a thorn in his flesh. He goes on, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And then he goes on in verse 8 there in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. In other words, Paul said, I went to the Lord three times and asked him to remove this thorn in my flesh that was hindering him at times from being able to serve God. But in order for God to keep him humble, what does God tell him? He says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, God's strength gets stronger in our weaknesses. As long as we learn to depend on him with the things we're going through, no matter how hot the fire is that you may be going through, no matter how strong the trials are that you're going through, don't give up on God. God is the one that's going to see you through it. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there, and Paul says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches. He said, I'm happy to go through the difficult times in life because it makes my God stronger and it draws me closer to him. And that's exactly what it's all about, folks. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they went through the fiery furnace, they were promoted. They got a promotion out of the deal. Think about that. When God gets you through those trialing times, we should be able to find pleasure in those infirmities, in those reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Paul said, God was strengthened in keeping my infirmities on me, but at the same time, I got stronger as well. So that sometimes, it's kind of like if you ever worked out with weights or you exercise or anything like that, it hurts when you do it. I used to do it in high school. I went through some weightlifting things, and I'm telling you, the muscles can hurt really bad. But it pays off in the long run. But at the same time, the Bible also says bodily exercise profiteth little. And that's the truth. I mean, it's good. You got to be healthy. You want to be healthy. But at the same time, you want to be spiritually strong as well. And those fiery trials will make you stronger day by day as you go through them. And Paul says, therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in my reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And become a fool in glorying. He said, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. He says, don't give me the glory. Give the glory to God. That's what it's all about. When God gets you through a trial, stand up and testify about it. Stand up and say, praise God. I went through a difficult time in my life. I was sick. And I know Brother Joe, if he was here, he'd be jumping up and down today, I think. I hope and pray. Because that's my prayer for Brother Joe, that when he gets through this, I know he's going through a little bit of difficulty now, a little bit of pain right now. But the man suffered with this for 5 years. 5 years for a 45-minute surgery. Isn't that something? For 45 minutes, they put him on hold for 5 years. That blows my mind. But praise God, there was a purpose in it. There was a purpose in it. It made Joe stronger. I guarantee it made him a stronger man. And looking forward to seeing him come up here without his cane that he borrowed and walk up on these steps and come up to this pulpit and not have to limp and carry. See, there's a purpose behind it. It happened for a reason. It happened for a reason. It made Brother Joe stronger. You know, we've had some people that faced death in our church recently. And you know, hopefully they found strength in the Lord Jesus Christ through that. And we just need to keep these people in our prayer, because when people are going through difficult times, it's hard, folks. And our people, our church family needs to realize that they're not alone. They're not alone. So whatever you're going through, no matter what it is, no matter how hot that furnace is that you may be going through, don't feel like you're alone, because you're not. You're not alone. You know, there's so many different things that we could stand up here and talk about, but you know, persecution, no matter what your persecution you're going through, no matter what your affliction may be, just remember that it's all because of Christ that you're going through it, and you find that strength in Him, and He wants you to preserve your testimony. And one of the things that God promises to get us through with is protection. You know, He protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In verse 25 in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, they were protected by their ever-present God. Think about that. A while back, I gave a message on the God who is. God, that same God that was then, is now. He is tomorrow. He is the next day. He is forevermore. And He is there to protect us. So their ever-present God, that same God that protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is the same God who will get us through the flames today. They discovered, these three young men discovered they were not alone. So don't ever think you're alone. You may feel like you are, but you're not. Even if somebody from the church doesn't pick up the phone and call you, because, you know, sometimes it slips our minds sometimes. And I know I'm bad about that. My wife's good about it. I'll say, did you talk to so-and-so today? Well, no. I said, well, when you get a chance, call them. And so sometimes I'm busy sitting in front of a computer all day long and got to stand up every now and then and stretch my legs. And they're still there, but they're not the greatest. But anyway, because sometimes I think it's because I sit too long, or I'm going up and down a ladder way too much. But God will get us through these things. And you know, that fiery furnace that they were going through, they were kept through that. God kept them. They knew they were not alone, especially when they got into the fire and they saw, I believe it was Jesus standing there. And when they walked over to Jesus, and it was kind of like, wow, this is no fire. Because they didn't feel a thing through it. They didn't feel anything. And we have the same promises. In Matthew 28, verse 20, the Bible tells us, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. This is Jesus speaking. He says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He saith, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So when the flames rise up around you, the Lord's always there. You're going to get through it. You're not going to stand alone on it. And during this time when they were being protected in the flames, they were free from the fire. The fire did nothing to them. It never touched them at all. They walked out the other end of that furnace and never got one bit of smoke smell on them whatsoever. That just blows my mind. If I burn a brush pile at home and I stand 20, 30 feet away from it, I still smell like smoke. I mean, but these guys walked directly into the fire and they walked out and had no smoke smell whatsoever on them. And I think about people in the past that's gone through difficult times. I think of a guy by the name of John Wesley, the father of the Methodist Church. I'm not a Methodist by no means. I'm a Baptist by choice. But there was a time when the Methodist Church had the same standards the Baptists do, believe it or not. They believed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I've heard that they've taken the blood of Christ out of a lot of their hymn books and stuff, and that's a sad thing. But John Wesley, the father of the Methodist Church, he wanted to preach in the pulpits of the church in England at one time, but his doctrine was so different that they didn't want him to stand up and preach the gospel over there. So he was actually, he was kind of put aside, and he wasn't allowed to preach when he was over there in England. So what did he do? He came to America. He saw an opportunity in America to come to America. So he got his brother, and him and his brother and another fellow came over here, and they began to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when we had the Great Awakening back then, in John Wesley's day. But God put him through fiery trials for to get him out of England and send him where? To America. Why? To get the gospel to us here in America, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wesley thought he was being treated wrongly. He thought he was being deprived of being able to preach, but it was all for a reason. God got him where he wanted him to be. So folks, when you're going through a difficult time, ask God, what's this about? What's in this for me? What do you want me to learn from this? Because there's something to learn out of it. There really is. So God will protect us through those times. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were fine in the fires of that they were going through. So when you're going through the fires and trials of life, you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Why? Because God is there with you. No matter how hot the fire gets, He's with you. He will hold your hand. And He says that clearly. He says, I will hold you with my righteous right hand, He tells them in the book of Isaiah. So they were fine in that fire. And Daniel 3:25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men, this is Nebuchadnezzar talking, loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. They have no hurt. So no matter what you're going through, you're going to have a little pain. But you're going to come out of it okay, because that's what God says you're going to. And He says, in the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. When you're going through a difficult time and the world looks at you, they need to be able to see Jesus in your life. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. Don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at God when you're going through a difficult time. Bow knee before Him and praise Him and give Him glory and honor. And let the people of this world see that whatever you're going through it for the glory of God. Brother Ronnie went through this morning a little bit about how Jesus loved Lazarus, and when Lazarus died, and how much He loved Lazarus, his sisters, and how much He loved mankind. Think about this for a minute. When you're going through a difficult time, take John 3:16 itself, a verse that the whole world knows, just about everybody in the world's heard John 3:16. For God so loved the world, and put your name in there. For God so loved your name, put it in there. For God so loved you. Why? So much that He gave His only begotten Son. You think for one minute He's going to leave you in the fire alone? If He sent His Son to be with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in their fiery furnace, don't think for one minute He's not going to be there for you. He's already in the fire before you get there. Amen. He's already there before you even get there. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them that are called according to His purpose. Whatever you're going through, it's for your own good. But it's for the glory of God. God will be glorified one way or another. If you don't want to give Him glory, then you know what? Your fire may get a little bit hotter. It may get a little bit hotter. It may get a little bit more hotter. But when you start to give God glory, maybe it'll cool down just a little bit. Give God some glory. Give Him praise, give Him honor, give Him glory, because He's the one that deserves it. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me. God's not hiding, folks. He's not got His head behind a rock. He's not got His head behind some rock hiding away from you. He will not hide from you. He said, and find me when ye shall search me for me. How? With all your heart. That's all He wants, folks. He wants your heart. He wants to know that you're out there looking for Him. So no matter what you're going through, there's a reason for it. Learn to praise Him through it. Learn to give Him glory through it. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard. It's hard when you go through a difficult time. And you look up to the heavens and you say, Heavenly Father, thank you for getting me through this trialing time in my life. Because we're all going to go through them. I believe we're going to go through them as a church. I really do. But I want God to cause us as a church family to come together and to grow together as we walk with God and we try to serve Him all together at the same time. Not one person can do it all. We got to come together as a family and be able to walk through the fires that come our way. Even though the flames may come, the only thing the flames are going to do is to free us from the bonds that bind us. That whatever they were bound by, the ropes that held their hands together, that's what God's going to loose those things and set us free. You're going to be fine in the fire because the Lord will be with you. Even in the fire, even in whatever fire you're going through, He will not leave you. He'll preserve you through the fire, and He'll keep you for His own glory. So what happened to the fourth man that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I just told you what happened to him. He's still there, folks. He never came out of that fire. He's still in that fire. And he's going to stay right there in that fire. So whoever's next to go through the fire, whatever it may be, know for a fact that he's with you through it all. He's with you through it all. So they were protected by the power of God through that fire as well. And one of the things that we've got to understand is, you know, according to Mark chapter 13, verse 11, it says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you, and you know, I think persecution is coming to the church, folks. I do. I believe that with my whole heart. I think the church in America, we're already going in persecution. I don't think it's gotten bad yet, but I think it's on its way. I think we're going to be persecuted as Christians. But this is what Jesus says in Mark chapter 13, verse 11. He says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. When the time comes, folks, when the troubles and the trials come and they hit the church the church of the living God, they're going to persecute us, and we don't have to worry about what to say. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's going to give us the words to say. He says, don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Trust in me. I will give you the words that need to be spoken when the time comes. And if you've ever experienced that, when you've had an opportunity to experience, when you're put on the spot with something, of course, the Bible tells us clearly that every man ought to be ready to give an answer for the calling that's within him and be able to stand up and say, this is why I do what I do, because I love the Lord Jesus Christ, because I want to know him better, because I want to walk with him in a way that I've not walked with anybody in all of my life. And then we're able to stand up and not worry about the things that we need to say to give him glory and honor. As long as we're saying what needs to be said to give him glory, that's all that matters. Give him the glory for all of it. So they made it through the persecution. They were protected, and they still kept their testimonies. God protected them. And you know, if you don't want to hold on to your testimony, he's not going to protect you through it. I don't believe he will. But when you're holding on to your testimony and you're doing what you're doing for the glory of God, He will give you the protection that you need. But through it all, they got a promotion out of the whole deal. You know, God be praised in verse 29 of Daniel chapter 3, where it says, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? You know, Nebuchadnezzar was making fun of their God. The world makes fun of our God today, believe it or not. And they tell us, you know, you guys don't love the world the way that we do. You don't love mankind the way that God loves us, because God is love. And they want to take that word love, and they want to twist it around to fit their sins and say they forget the fact that God hates sin, and they want to be able to delve into their sins, their evil ways, and they want us to put our stamp of approval on it. And if we do that, then we've turned our backs on God. We have got to make a stand eventually and say enough is enough, and remember that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, and we got to put our eyes eastward on the skies and know that he's about to return at any moment. And we need to stand strong, and God be praised. A pagan king exalted the name of the true God because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bend. They wanted to preserve their testimony, and they held on to their God, and they didn't let go of their God. And as a result of holding on to their God, God protected them. He provided for them. And at the end of it, he promoted them. He gave them a promotion. You know, we may not get a promotion on this earth, but by golly, we're going to get one in heaven one day. Amen. We get to heaven, we're going to get a promotion like we've never seen. And God be praised for that. You know, God is a wonderful God. He keeps his promises, and he will never let go of those promises. God's people will be promoted one day. We will stand before him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego kept a firm grip on their testimonies, keeping their faith where it belonged in the Lord. They didn't compromise. There are too many Christians who compromise today. I don't know how many times I've read about pastors in churches who have turned their back on God, and they've accepted sin into their church and said, it's okay to live that lifestyle. It's okay to walk like that. When in reality, we know that God says it is an ugly thing. Why do you think he destroyed a place called Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, I saw a thing here a while back. I kind of did some reading on this with Sodom and Gomorrah, where these people went in and they were looking for Sodom and Gomorrah. They believe they found it, where it was actually at, and they found over 500,000 graves. Over 500,000, that's 500,000 people that they found. I don't know how big Sodom and Gomorrah was, the Bible doesn't say. But I read the story here a while back about that, when those angels went in, when God sent the angels in to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And I read about the disgusting, vile, pagan way that they wanted Lot to send those men out to them. And the only thing those men had to do was just say one word, and they all went blind looking for the men. They spent the whole night walking around blind. Don't tell me God don't hate sin, folks. God hates it with a passion. And if you've got sin in your life, give it up. Give it to God. Get rid of it. God, just throw it into the fire. Leave it in the fire. God wants His people to walk worthy of being able to serve Him. And that's how it works, you know. We stand for Him. He stands for us. Stand for God. Stand for what's right. No matter what trial you're going through, stand up in that trial and say, to God be the glory. Praise His name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor because He deserves it. We don't deserve any praise. When we get through a trial, we don't take no praise for ourselves. Give it to God. You can't go through anything without Him holding you by His righteous right hand. That's very clear. That's why it's worth living for the Lord. Even when we face the temptations to give into the world and its demands, we got to encourage one another to stand firm. And we all need encouragement. Every one of us needs to have an encouragement. Brother Bob sent me a text yesterday that lifted my spirits like one I haven't had in forever. He sent me a prayer, and I said, amen, thank you. I mean, we need to be encouraged, folks. It's hard. It's hard to live in this world that we live in. It's an ugly world. It really is. The sin has destroyed our world. Folks, pray for one another. Stay in the Word of God. Stay on your knees. If you can't get on your knees, that's fine. Bow your head. We talked about that a couple Sunday evenings ago. Different ways that you can bow your head before God. Build your altar in your pew if you have to. If you can't get down on the side of your bed or on a chair at home, on your knees, just sit down on it and bow your head before a holy God and praise His name. That's all He wants. He wants you to admonish Him, to admire Him, to love Him, to care for Him. That's what He wants you to do. Don't give up on God. Do you need to talk to the Lord about a matter? Is there something in your life you're struggling with? Are you going through a hard time right now? Give it to Him. Please give it to Him. And if you want a shoulder to cry on, cry on Jesus' shoulder. I'm sure there's somebody in this church that lets you cry on their shoulder. I would. Amen. I would. I may need your shoulder to cry on one day. I might. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what today holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But we need each other, folks. We need each other. We got to bond together as a church, and we got to be strong. We got to walk in the presence of God Almighty. Give our hearts to Him every day. Maybe you need to make a stand in the face of temptation that's trying to steal your testimony. I don't know what you're going through. Only God does. It's in your heart and between you and God. And then remember what Ephesians says in chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what's he say? Stand, therefore. Stand, therefore. Don't back down. Stand and hold on to your testimony. Maybe you need to ask God to forgive you for the times when you surrendered in and gave in to sin, and you're struggling with that. Give it to God. Give it to God. Maybe you need to ask for strength to be a bolder person and to stand up when you know you need to stand because you've backed down one too many times. Maybe you need to repent of a sin that God's asked you, that you need to ask the Lord to forgive you of for failing Him. Maybe you need to be saved today. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody's here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Maybe you need Jesus in your heart. Maybe you need to be saved. I don't know. But if He's calling you, don't be afraid to come. Come to Jesus. Don't hide from Him. And no matter what you're going through, take it and give it to Him. He's here for you. We're here for you. That's why we have a church, folks. And the Bible says clearly to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. God gave us a church to come to fellowship with one another, to help one another through difficult times, and to be bold and to be strong when we need to be. Just remember what He says. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. You won't be burned. You know, and if you are, He'll be there to ease the pain. He'll get you through it. He will. That's a promise, not from me. That's a promise from God. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful today, Father, for your precious word. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, all that you give us. We thank you, Father, for the examples that we find in the word of God. Father, how they're able to change our lives, to draw us close to you, Father. And Lord, I just pray, Father, today that you would just open any heart that may be here today, Father, that needs to come. And Father, give something to you. Let's not hold on to our sins, but help us, Father, to give them to you. For they've already been nailed to the cross. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.